Welcome to this June 25th, 2009 edition of Publishing Coach Weekly. My name is Diane Ebley, and as your book publishing coach and president of Words to Profit, I'm all about connecting you with the tools and resources you need to become a successful author, which to me means being well heard and well paid for what you know and love to do. You can find out more about how I help you do that at my blog, yourbookpublishingcoach.com, and at wordstoprofitnow.com. Publishing Coach Weekly is essentially your chance to get some free coaching and exposure to publishing experts, so I hope you will ask your questions, come back regularly, and tell your friends about Publishing Coach Weekly, which you can find at publishingcoachweekly.com, oddly enough. I hope you've had a chance to print out the action guide, and that can be found on the webcast page if you're there, which you can access by going to publishingcoachweekly.com/thisweek.html or publishingcoachweekly.com, and on the left-hand column under this week is the link to the teleseminar action guide. So just click on that and print it out. And if you're listening on the replay, look for the June 25th action guide link. And you can find links on any, at any of those places, as I said, or you can go to publishingcoachweekly.com. Now, all of this I'm going to kind of spell out to get the study guide. It's in caps, P for publishing, C for coach, W for weekly, PCW-6-25-09, capital S, capital G, dot, small letters, PDF. All right? So, all that little housekeeping aside, let's get started with the action guide. And three tips for getting the most out of this call. Print out this action guide so you can take notes during the call. Take the suggested action steps and check out the resources mentioned that apply to you. Actually, all of them mentioned in this resource guide will apply to you, so I encourage you to check those out. Unless, of course, you don't have a blog yet, which is another issue. And in my article, which I'll mention in a minute, we will you'll find out how to get a blog started. Well, so let me introduce Kathy Perkins. Kathy is known as the WordPress Wizard, and wizard she is. She's the one to whom I go with my questions. But because of the great information she gives on her Wizard Weekly teleseminars, which you can find at yourbloggingcoach.com, and in her classes, most of which I've taken, I don't have a lot of problems with my blogs. Now, I have two blogs, by the way. One is at yourbookpublishingcoach.com, which most of you listening know about, and the other is associated with my Abundant Gifts book, and that's at www.abundantgiftsblog.com. Kathy picked out and customized that theme, by the way, and I love it. I hope you've read my latest Publishing Coach Weekly article on 9 reasons to start a blog. And we'll talk briefly today about why blogs are so great for authors, but I want the bulk of this call to be about how to keep your blog secure. Kathy's going to give you some very specific steps you can take today, right away, to begin to keep your blog secure. And then we'll tell you about how to continue the process after you've taken those initial steps. Kathy's specialty is WordPress blogs because it's pretty much accepted that WordPress is the best blogging platform. And we'll talk in a minute about why that is. So welcome, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Diane. Thank you for that nice, nice introduction. I'm really thrilled to be here today.
Great. Well, why don't you tell us a little about how you came to be the WordPress Wizard?
Well, let's see. I started as a mainframe computer programmer in a previous life. And when PCs came around and we got to using them actually in our work, I just fell in love with them. They're more powerful than a mainframe now. They weren't then, but they're very powerful little machines. And I was just fascinated because the equipment needed to run the mainframe took up an entire room. Wow. And this little tiny PC just sat there right on your desk. So I said, oh, this is really, really cool. So I decided then that I bought one, of course, decided I should be able to make some money with it, and decided to set up a dog training site. I'm really a dog person, as you might have heard before the call, talking about our dogs, and decided to do dog training. A friend of mine said, why don't you put up a WordPress blog? And I said, what? Because I didn't know what WordPress was, and I didn't know what a blog was. But I quickly found out, and this was something like version 1.01 of WordPress. Mm-hmm. It was almost the very beginning of WordPress. So I took a look at it. And as a programmer, of course, I needed to know how it ran, and it is open source. All the code is there. So I took it apart and looked at it and said, this is the most elegant programming I have ever seen in my life. So I was hooked right then, and then decided that since I love WordPress so much and understood it so well from having taken it apart and looked in it at it, that I should really help people put up their WordPress blogs. So the dog training went off to the side and then eventually went away, and the WordPress Wizard was born. And I've been doing that ever since, and I'm just in love with blogging in general and WordPress in particular.
And what's so cool is you know all the techie stuff, but you've also know a lot about marketing and online stuff, and so you not only help people with sort of understand the techie stuff, which is maybe what we're talking a little bit about today, but I want mm-hmm. people to know that you do blog audits, I think, right? You still do those?
Oh, yes, I still do that. Mm-hmm.
And Kathy is also trained as a copywriter, not that she does that, but it gave her a real insight and background in marketing, and she takes and brings all that to her work as the WordPress Wizard. So... So, Kathy, why do you think WordPress is the best blogging platform?
The main reason, okay, there really are two, but the main reason is because Google and the other search engines love it. It was written, I think, specifically for search engine optimization, a long phrase which means simply Google loves it. So that's really the main reason. The second reason I love WordPress, and I think it's the best blogging platform around, is that it is so easy once it's installed. It's so easy to use. If you can type an email, you can write a blog post. If you can type an email, you can create a page in WordPress. And WordPress can be used as your entire site. It doesn't need to be just a blog anymore. It used to be. But now you can create your entire content management site right inside of your WordPress blog.
I would add one more thing. It's free.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you. Yes, WordPress, the software is open source, which means that it is absolutely free. Thank you. I forgot to mention that. And that's really an important feature.
Yeah, and there are themes, which is basically, you know, the look of the design of your website. They're called themes. Sometimes, I guess, people call them skin. Is that right, or is that a different thing, Kathy?
Sometimes people do call them skins, but it's really different because the theme takes care of much, much more than a skin would do. A theme takes care of a lot of the internal workings and how stuff is stored. And so really the proper term is theme because it's so much more than just a skin. But on the surface, when people come to your blog, that is what they see. It's the mm-hmm. look and feel of the
mm-hmm.
blog.
Mm-hmm. But basically, you know, if you can get a theme, which is basically the design of your website, you
mm-hmm.
can find one you like. There's plenty of free ones out there, and there's some not so free. And then you can customize it. In my blogs that I mentioned, Kathy customized both of them so that it, you know, they're not quite out of the box there. But like she said, once you set it up, and you don't have to customize it either.
No.
You know, except for if you're going to use the classic, you know, that's pretty ugly. So you want to pretty that up a little bit. But so it's really not very difficult. But you know what, Kathy, I suspect some people don't really know the difference between a blog and any other kind of website.
Exactly.
In fact, one of the questions from Terry was whether if she built her blog using nothing but HTML, would it be safe from hackers? And are blogs any more or less safe than other kinds of websites? So talk about that and what makes a blog unique.
Okay, what makes a blog unique is that you can very easily update the content. Okay, a static website is something built in HTML. Strictly HTML. And so you either have to know some HTML programming, you have to have an editor, an editing program. Generally, you'll need a webmaster or some person like a webmaster to put it up on the web. So really, it's not easily updated, and it's definitely not frequently updated. And a blog, it's so easy. You don't need a webmaster. You don't need an HTML editor. You don't need to know HTML, as a matter of fact, because it uses what is called in the industry a WYSIWYG editor, which means what you see is what you get. So you just basically design what you want right on the screen, and you don't need to know any code. The code goes in the background, and you have your blog and or your web pages right inside of your blog. So the main difference, though, is the frequently updated part, and that's something that the search engines love. Mm. If you have a static site and Google comes and looks at it, and then they come back and say, well, this hasn't changed, and then they come back and say, well, this hasn't changed still, then they're going to visit less and less frequently.
Mm-hmm.
If they come to your blog and see newly updated content on a fairly consistent basis, they're going to come back often.
Mm-hmm. And also, just to clarify with Terry's question, blogs do not use HTML, correct?
Basically, they do not. They use what's called PHP. It's a programming language. That's the language that the blog itself is written in. HTML is used on pages and inside of posts,
mm-hmm,
for styling and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a blog is, no blog that I know of is strictly HTML.
Yeah, and you can't really build it. The blog is a certain platform, we call it.
Exactly.
So you either have an HTML kind of site or you have a blog type site, and they're two different platforms. They're both websites. You know,
yes, absolutely.
Confused.
Yep.
So, so Terry, you really can't build a blog using HTML, and it would not be any more. The static sites are really not any more safe from hackers either, are they, Kathy?
No, absolutely not. Nothing on the internet is safe unless you make it safe, and a lot of the strategies that I'm going to talk about, well, today in particular, but also further on down the line, apply equally to blogs and websites. I have some stuff that I get into later in my class, which we're going to talk about later in this call, that apply strictly to WordPress blogs. But
mm-hmm.
The bulk of what I'm going to talk about applies to anything that you do on the internet.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue. Let's turn to the action guide, folks. On page one, we have the quote of the call: take the time it takes so it takes less time. And we don't know who said that, but Kathy, you're the one who chose this quote. And explain how it pertains to our topic today.
Oh, I'll be glad to, because I love this quote, because I have to remember this all the time. Take the time it takes so it takes less time. If your blog is hacked, it's going to take you a lot of time to fix it. I mean an extraordinary amount of time. And during that time, you'll have frustration and pain and expense and dissatisfied customers or clients or visitors. Whoever comes to your blog will not be able to get to it, and they'll say, well, I'm not coming back here. So if you take the time, which is a total of maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours, to implement all the strategies that I talk about, maybe a half hour to implement the stuff that we're going to talk about today, if you take that time up front, boy, it's going to save you time, pain, frustration, money, whatever, in the long run.
Well, you know, I can really second that, because actually my blog was hacked into, and it's still not totally fixed.
Yes.
The sidebar down below, I haven't been able to figure out quite, you know, what happened there and how to fix it. So I absolutely corroborate what Kathy just said. If I had known what I'm going to learn from her class, which I'm going to take myself next week, and really do it, then, because I know what can happen firsthand. So let's go over what we're going to talk about today. Today you will learn and discover why our blog is such a good idea for authors. We'll talk briefly about that. Why is security so important for your WordPress blog and on the Internet in general? Why is hosting important? Why are passwords so important? Why do I need to change passwords? And how can I remember to change all my passwords? And what is spyware, and why do I care? So let's start with why blogs are such a good idea for authors. In this week's Publishing Coach Weekly article, I gave 9 good reasons why authors should start a blog today if they don't already have one. And I'm not going to go over those. You can find that at publishingcoachweekly.com. But I'll just say in brief, those are that, number one, they're very easy to create, update, and maintain, even though we just said that you do have to spend some time maintaining it just in getting it secure, like Kathy's going to teach us. Really, that 2 hours of time is time well spent. And when you think about what you would pay a webmaster to put up a website, and then I tell you, I have friends who are constantly complaining to me about how, you know, they're waiting for their webmaster to change their copy, and all of this costs them because they're not getting their sites updated, and Kathy just said that Google, you know, looks at how often you update your site. With a blog, as Kathy mentioned, it's so easy to update and add content to, and that's what the search engines love. So, and she already talked about how, you know, they come back to you often, and that's number two. The search engines love blogs, and they find you quicker with a blog. Now, I don't know if it's still the same, but I've heard that they can find you in 24 hours with a blog, but how long does it take with a regular website, Kathy? Is it still like months?
Well, maybe not months, but it depends on how well you've done the background work on your static site. If you've put in some good keywords in the code and done some stuff that WordPress does automatically, as a matter of fact, you know, they could find you in a week or so. More likely, it will be closer to a month. But, yes, blogs can get indexed and found by Google within 24 hours.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And blogs, number three, enable other people to find you easily, partly because of the search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other strategies you can do, like comment on other people's blogs and then have a link back to your blog. Kathy teaches a whole course on commenting, too, I believe. Number four, blogs allow you to interact with your readers. And to me, this is one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, to have a blog, because you can start kind of like a community there. And you can comment on other people's blogs, as I mentioned, and that gives you links back to your blog. And so that is huge, and that is unique to blogs. I, as Kathy knows, love a web design program called Excite Pro, and I find it very easy, and it's just about the closest thing to all the advantages of a blog, but it does not allow you to have people comment on your site. So that's a big plus for blogs. Five, blogs can get you into a regular writing routine, which is very important if you're an author. Six, people can subscribe to your blog, and that way, you know, they can read it through a reader, you know, like their Google Reader or Yahoo or whatever they use. They can get your automatic updates, and it therefore can bypass the spam filter. So that can be huge. Blogs help you cement your relationship with your audience, again, because of the interactive element there. And because people love to follow an author. And on your blog, you can kind of be personal, and people feel like they know you, and they can feel close to you, especially when they can comment. So that's a real plus, too. And blogs can help you establish your platform as an author, which is huge. I've talked many, many, many times about how important it is as an author to establish your platform before you're published, after you're published. That's all publishers care about, especially traditional publishers. So blogs help you establish your platform, and partly that's because of number 9, the media love blogs. They look to blogs. Blogging has just gotten bigger and bigger in terms of how important it is. In the media world, they pay attention to blogs, they look for blogs, and so the media can find you easier if you have a blog. So you can go to publishingcoachweekly.com again and read the article about 9 good reasons to start a blog. If you're listening to this later on after it's not the main article on that main page, you can go to the articles link and you can find it there. Okay, so today I want us to talk about one of the reasons people may not get around to starting a blog, and that's because it may seem too difficult to start. It's not at all, as that we've said, if you have the right hosting company, and to maintain. And as I mentioned, there is some maintenance involved, and frankly, that's the one thing that I don't like about having a blog. But you know what? It's just an unpleasant fact of having any kind of online presence that you must guard against hackers. Evil lurks everywhere, and the Internet is one ripe opportunity for people who seem to get their kicks out of making other people's lives difficult. And I don't know if you've ever had the unpleasant experience of having someone tell you, I clicked on the link to your blog and got a big red warning that the site is infected. And as I mentioned, that's happened to me twice, and it's very scary. It puts your credibility on the line. It makes people shy away from going to your site again. It's just a big deal. But today, we're going to empower you to deal with the nefarious element and prevent that scary thing from ever happening to you. So let's turn to the action guide and talk about the first question. Why is security so important for your WordPress blog and on the Internet in general, Kathy?
It's really important for all the reasons that you mentioned, and I really think that perhaps the most important thing that's stuck out to me in what you just said is your credibility. Okay, if you get that big red page that says Google thinks this is an infected site and people don't come back, your credibility with that particular person and with every person who doesn't come back is lost. So no matter what you go through, no matter what pain and frustration and expense you go through to get your blog back, that credibility is very difficult to earn back. And so I just think that that's one of the major reasons why security is so important.
Yep. And, you know, it's lost business, you know, lost followers if you're an author, lost business if you're a business person with a book, you know, trying to sell information products. It's just huge. So how can our listeners get started protecting their blog?
The first thing that you need to do to start protecting your blog is look at your hosting account, okay? If you already have a WordPress blog, your hosting company does meet the criteria that is necessary for a WordPress blog. And if you go to a reputable, and what I mean by reputable, I guess that's not exactly what I mean. I mean a large, large hosting company. I love HostGator. That's where I host, and it's the only place I recommend, except perhaps for GoDaddy, although GoDaddy kind of marches to their own drummer a bit, but they meet the requirements too. Any large, well-known hosting company is going to have the requirements for a good, secure WordPress blog. And some of those are that they must run the latest versions of software and the latest version of the database, because that's the central part of your blog is the database. And they should publish that somewhere on their website. What versions are they running? And they should tell you right up front whether there are newer versions. And if they happen to be running one version behind what the most current version is, don't worry about that, because it means that they're testing. They don't jump into the latest, greatest upgrade until they test. So they might be one little version behind what's current, and that's fine. In fact, that's kind of a good thing. If you can tell that they have things in place and they're testing before they actually implement the upgrade. So hosting is the very first thing that you need to do to get started protecting your blog. Don't host with a company that nobody's heard of.
Mm. I also use HostGator, and I love them too. I feel like I don't have to worry about it. And there is a link, folks, at the end of the study guide and on the webcast page and the replay page where you can get, just go to HostGator. And, you know, even if – so if you are at a different hosting company and they don't have what you need, which will – tell you in a minute to get WordPress on. It's Fantastico. It's called. It's a one of the things that you can software that you can get. And so, if your web hosting company has Fantastico in your cPanel or control panel, then you can just with a few clicks of a mouse install your WordPress blog.
And exactly. May I interject something
sure.
here? Okay, unless it's GoDaddy. Remember I said GoDaddy kind of marches to its own drummer. Now, GoDaddy is not a cPanel Fantastico hosting company, and the only reason for that is because they have their own. It's called Hosting Connection, but it does the same thing as cPanel. And Fantastico, it offers what they call a one-click install of WordPress. And what that really means is it's several clicks and you have to fill out some form stuff that's in English. It's not geek. But it's the same thing as a Fantastico cPanel host.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry if you can't find cPanel inside of GoDaddy, because it's not what they call it.
But GoDaddy is fine, too. So if you have GoDaddy or HostGator, you really can't go wrong. GoDaddy, you might just have to look around a little bit more and figure it out. But those are two very reliable companies, and there's a HostGator link there. And if you have any issues, I started to say, if you wanted to switch over, I don't know about GoDaddy, but I know that HostGator, they will do the free initial switching of all your websites over.
Yes.
And that's been wonderful. And they even go the extra mile sometimes if you're nice. So I really their support has been good. They've been very nice and good to work with if you ever have trouble. And in this world, when you're dealing with, these hosting companies and all this stuff that you have to do, it's nice to know that, there's good support. I think that's huge. So
it is. And HostGator support, by the way, is located in Texas. It's either Houston or Dallas. I can't remember. But they're all right there. They don't outsource.
Mm, good. Yes.
They are right there. So
they speak English, and they don't take you through their little checklists.
No, they don't have a script that they follow. Yep. They listen to you.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes, sometimes they help you with other things, too.
Yes, they do.
I think I called late at night one time or early, late at night, and the guy was probably pretty bored, and he was very, very helpful with all kinds of things. Once I realized he'd let me pick his brain, I did. that's a good company. And so, Kathy, how many things are involved, and how long will it take to implement some of the strategies that people need to do?
Okay, to implement all the strategies that I teach in my upcoming course will probably take you about 2 hours total. And you have to do them in order, not the ones we're going to talk about today, except, of course, the very first thing you need is hosting. But the two other things we're going to talk about today are not important to do them in order. But the rest of the strategies, you must do them in order, but you don't have to do them all at once. So, and some of the procedures will take a bit longer than others, Others will take, you know, some of them will take 5 minutes, some of them will take 20 or 25. So you don't have, but you don't have to do them all at once.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're talking about your course, you mentioned it, we might as well mention when it is and how people can find out more information on that. And then in the course, are you going to tell us, like, well, this step should take you about such and such a time?
Yes, I'm going to try that. Now, I'm going to do that, as a matter of fact. I'm going to tell you about how long it should take, but everybody's different.
Of course, yes.
What takes you 10 minutes might take somebody else 20. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of give a general idea of maybe about how long it could take. Okay,
right.
But if yours is a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, and especially shorter, don't worry. It just means that you went through it through the steps and didn't have to back up, or, you know, that you didn't have to stop and read. And the one thing that's cool about this course is that you're going to have written material. You don't have to go watch a video and figure out where to go to find out the part that you want to hone in on.
Mm.
It's all going to be written. It's going to be in order with screenshots, with big red arrows and highlighting and, you know, stuff that you need to really pay attention to will stick out on the page. So you'll have that as a reference when you actually go to do all of these procedures to protect your blog.
So you'll just take a step by step,
exactly.
And I know folks from her past classes that it will be very, very clear, very detailed. And so if you want to find out more information on that, you can go to Words to Profit, WORDSTOPROFIT.com/WP Security for WordPress security. So it's WP as in Paul, security.html. And there's also a link in the action guide and on the pages.
And I might add that the class is going to start next week on Tuesday. Each class will be 2 hours in length, approximately. We might go a little longer if there are some really good questions or places where people are stuck. But it's basically scheduled for 2 hours on two nights, Tuesday and Thursday of next week, at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. Super. Okay, well, let's talk about the next page on the study guide about passwords. Why are passwords so important? And, folks, this is something you can do and need to do probably today.
Yes, this is not difficult to do, but it's very, very important to do. Passwords are critical to the beginning of protecting your blog. If you have passwords that can be guessed, if they're like your dog's name and your birth date, or your one child's name and the other child's birth date, or part of your address and part of your phone number, it's so easy for people, hackers in particular, who are very experienced and good at what they do, very easy for them to run a little program and figure out what your passwords are. So what you want in a password is nonsense. Okay, nonsense, not a word, nothing that even looks like a word. You want to have numbers, symbols, uppercase, lowercase. Here's an example of a really good password. You don't have to write this down because it's just an example. But let's say that you have a password that's capital A, exclamation point, lowercase b, 3, capital C, lowercase I, 5, capital J.
Mm-hmm. You can never remember that.
That's the point.
I know.
You want passwords that even you cannot remember. And that's the hard thing for people to get beyond, because they say, I got to be able to remember my passwords. Well, no, you don't, because there is an excellent program that is available with a free download called RoboForm, RoboForm. My little mantra is RoboForm is my life. Some people can't live without their PDA or their organizer. I can't live without RoboForm because my passwords are all different, which is important. okay? So you can't just have one password for everything. The passwords must be different, because if a hacker guesses one password and it's the same for everything you have, he's in like Flynn. He can get to anything that you have. So they have to be different. They have to be nonsense, just like the example I gave. But RoboForm keeps track of that. Plus, RoboForm makes it so easy for you to go to your sites, because once you have your password set up and the URL in what they call it a pass card, then you do like three clicks and RoboForm does everything else. It takes you to the site, it enters your username, it enters your password, and then it even presses the enter key and your site is up. So RoboForm is great. The free version, I think, gives you 10 or 12 pass cards. But the paid version is something like $30, or maybe it's even $39. And it's not a subscription. It's a one-time payment. That is such an inexpensive amount of money for an excellent password keeper. And if you go to RoboForm.com, you will see glowing reviews from PC Magazine, PC Week, The Wall Street Journal. People love RoboForm because it is totally safe. They have written it in such a way that it is so safe that even if, and we're going to learn how to protect your PC, because that's important too. You don't want to transfer stuff from your PC up to your hosting account or let anything come down to your PC, that even if a hacker could get through the outside security, if you look at it like a cardboard box, we're going to protect the outside so that it's impenetrable. Okay, RoboForm is one thing, and everything else you have on your PC lives inside that cardboard box. But even if somebody gets in the cardboard box, they cannot get inside of RoboForm because it is so totally secure. It's a wonderful, wonderful program.
Oh, that's great. You know, I remember before I found RoboForm, I was going nuts, and I was asking everybody, and you're the one who told me about RoboForm, but I was asking everybody, I need something that's going to remember all my passwords, put it in automatically. Why can't I find this? And it was like I knew there had to be a program, because what a need. So I'm the same way you are. RoboForm is my life. I don't know what I would do without RoboForm and another tool, Evernote.
Yes.
It's like OneNote, I guess, but it's the free version. Those two things I use every single day so often, and I could not do my work without those two things, you know, because they just organize and make things go, and you don't have to remember things. You know, you can find
them. And see, besides being safe, RoboForm is a time saver, because – click, 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 and you're on the site, you're logged in, and you're ready to work.
Yeah. You just, to describe it for people, you know, once you log in, you can save it. You know, you save the login to RoboForm. You don't have to save it to your your browser. In fact, you probably don't want to.
Exactly.
You save it to RoboForm. So mine just sits up on my toolbar there, and if I need to go somewhere, I just click RoboForm, logins, and it shows me a list. It leaves the ones most recently used up there, which is very nice. Click that. It goes to it. It puts the your username and password in automatically. If somebody's using your computer, they will not see your password either, and that's one reason it's secure. And it's just wonderful. So, yes, that is. You know, and we don't get anything out of that.
Oh, no. No, there's no – I don't even think they have an affiliate link. And I think one reason is because the you can get the free version if you don't have more than about 10 passwords to keep. Mm-hmm. And but the paid version is so inexpensive that I think it would probably be difficult for them to pay commissions, commissions. So I don't even know if they have an affiliate program. And I really don't care, because it's such a good piece of software that I want everybody to have it.
Exactly, me too.
And I don't want people to think I'm pushing it to make money, because I'm certainly not. I don't make a penny. And I don't work for RoboForm either.
Right, we don't. So, okay, so that's the password thing. And so just to reiterate, you're suggesting to people that we go and we change all of our passwords, make sure our passwords are different. And,
yes.
You know, since I learned that from you, I went and did that, and I changed a bunch of them. And, again, I don't know what I'd do without RoboForm at that point, but it really – it made me feel more secure.
Yes, and not only feel, you are more secure.
Yeah.
But the feeling secure is really important. I'm not downplaying that a bit, because you must feel secure in order to actually be secure.
Exactly. Well, or vice versa, too.
Or vice versa. That's it. You have to be secure to feel secure. I'm sorry. Said that backwards.
That's fine. And speaking of free things, there's another important thing that people can get and do, and it's free. So tell us about spyware. What is it? How can we prevent it?
Spyware is awful. Spyware gets on your computer, and there are two forms of spyware. One is a keylogger, which logs all of your keystrokes. And if you're typing in your passwords, it will log those and send your passwords. It sends every keystroke you make on your computer to whoever installed this keylogger on your system. So another plug for RoboForm is that when you click to log in with a RoboForm pass card, it doesn't make keystrokes, okay? It doesn't create keystrokes. So even if you have a keylogger on your system, and you're going to find out how to get rid of that free, even if one is there and you use RoboForm, your password will not be transmitted, because when RoboForm automatically fills in your password, it doesn't count as a keystroke. I mean, it's not recorded as a keystroke. So, okay, keyloggers. The other one is adware, spyware, malware, whatever you have heard it called. They're all the same thing. And unfortunately, large companies, I hate to say it, but it's true, large companies like to put this on your computer without your knowledge for market testing. They want to see where you go on the Internet. They want to know where you shop, what you buy, how much you pay for it, because that's excellent data for them in their marketing. But it's invasive, and it's a breach of privacy, as far as I'm concerned, and I think they should be hung by their toes. But spybot.com, spybot.com, has an excellent free scanner. The reason I'm emphasizing SpyBot, and it's called SpyBot Search and Destroy. You can run it on one file or your entire computer. I, of course, recommend running it on your entire system. But you might have had, in the past, little pop-up windows that say, your computer is infected.
Mm-hmm.
Run a free scan now. Well, you don't have any idea who that is, and you click on Run a Scan Now, and either they come up and say, oh, we found 15,000 infections, and we can protect you for only $29.95 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They don't clean anything. And, in fact, those things that come up probably are not even on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but, of course, again, you don't know that, and you say, oh, my gosh, well, I better pay $29.95 because look at all the stuff that's on my computer. Well, that is a scam from the word go, because what they'll a lot of them do, not all of them, a lot of them, put more spyware on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't clean anything off. They put more on. SpyBot, Search and Destroy, is a reputable, very good program to use to get that stuff off of your computer, and they do it well. That's all I can say. They do their job really, really well. So you don't want spyware. You don't want keyloggers. Spyware and malware and stuff isn't really all that dangerous per se, but they know what you do. It's like Big Brother. I don't want them on my computer. Keyloggers are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
spybot.com.
Okay, and the links are on the action guide and the web pages. In terms of, I'm curious, Kathy, in terms of this spyware, though, I always wonder, you know, whenever you have to do terms of agreement for such and such, and I always you know, I'm always conflicted. Should I read it all very carefully? Is that how some of this spyware gets on?
Well, yeah, if you're not protected, yes, because another program, which you can get a free version, is a virus, but it is a virus protection program, but it does spyware, malware, adware protection. So you don't have to run SpyBot every day, but it's a good thing to do at first. Mm-hmm. But I like AVG, just like Apple Victor George, AVG.com. There is a free version, and so if you click on those terms of agreement, which you have to if you want to get, you know, if you want to mm-hmm. use whatever it is that mm-hmm. they're telling you to agree to, you have to say yes, because if you say no, you can't use the program. So I don't read those. I absolutely do not read them. I don't have time. They all say the same thing. It's all in legalese that you don't understand. Right. And probably if they're going to try to put some spyware on there, it's in very fine print in language that nobody can understand. So I don't even bother. I let my antivirus program take over.
Yeah.
So AVG.com, and there is a free version. I use the paid version because I want everything totally protected. And, of course, mm-hmm. in any paid version, there are going to be more features than in a free version. But a free version is a good place to start.
And I know computer people who use just the free version. I use the paid also just because, again, that security, that peace
yeah.
of mind. You don't, you know, we are so inundated nowadays with
yeah.
so much information and junk and things to know about and think about. I'm always trying to make things simpler for
yeah.
my followers. And this is one way, you know, to be secure. You don't want to have that niggling thing in the back of your mind,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so for $30 or $39, whatever it is for RoboForm, to have that, I mean, that saves you so much time. It's well worth
okay.
that. And that's about the only thing that, you know, we suggest here. Most of what we're suggesting here is free.
Yes.
And I am really encouraging you to take these first steps that Kathy has mentioned. Change your passwords, get SpyBot, and RoboForm if you want. It will just make life a whole lot easier. And
more secure.
And more secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. Again, that peace of mind, you have to be secure to feel secure. So then the next step, I think, and I'm really suggesting it, if you want that kind of peace of mind because you know you will be secure, is to take Kathy's class. So, Kathy, give us some of the things that you're going to cover on that class in the WordPress Security Strategies class that begins next week. It's Tuesday and Thursday evenings, but there will be replays available, right? If people miss the actual class, can they?
Absolutely. Replays and replays will be up within 24 hours, and there will also be transcripts, which, of course, will take a little bit longer depending on how long it takes the transcriptionist to get it back to me. But there will be transcripts up, and that will be available to you forever. And so that's really important. And, of course, the action guide is going to be printable, and it's going to have every single step in it that you need to take. And some of the things that we're going to talk about is how to upgrade your blog. Very important.
I need that.
yeah.
Kathy
Diane
knows
exactly
my
what I'm talking about.
My blog is updated. My other one is I'm a little bit behind, and partly because I had such a trauma when I upgraded the last time. You know why? Because I didn't do it the way Kathy said. There was one important step that I did not take. And again, so this goes back to the step-by-step that Kathy
step
will teach
step.
Us in
right.
the right order. If I had done that, I'm telling you, you know, so now I have blog update phobia. But Kathy's going to help me get over that next
yes,
week.
I am. That is true. But some other things that we're going to talk about are things like there's a WordPress security plugin. It checks your blog for security issues, just specifically in the blog. But we're going to talk about hosting accounts and how to keep those really, really safe and secure. How to edit your config file. This sounds like mumbo-jumbo voodoo stuff, but it's not. We're gonna go through that step-by-step and what you need. It's mainly it's taking stuff out. You're not going to really add a lot to anything. You're mainly going to take stuff out that doesn't need to be there that hackers can find. Mm. And so whatever file we're going to work on, whatever thing it is we're going to work on, you'll have it printed out with the part that you need to take out highlighted. And important things that you need to either remove or leave in, like punctuation, which is very important in PHP programming, so you're actually going to be in the files, but you don't have to worry about it because you're going to have everything step by step. On the audio, in the live class, on the audio, and in the action guide. So we're going to talk about locking down your plug-in folders, tweaks that you can make to your blog for even more security, removing some stuff from your footer file, removing some stuff from your header file. Again, it's all removing. It's really not adding. So there'll probably be about 15 to 20, I would say, things, different procedures that we're going to do. But again, 2 hours is about what it will take. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great class, and I love security. When I was in the mainframe world, I wrote a lot of security programs for mainframes, and it was very, very interesting to me because while hackers game, that the game of the hacker is to get into your blog, my game is to keep them out. So I really do love security issues and finding out more and better ways of keeping people out of your hosting account, out of your blog, and out of your computer.
And I might just say, okay, taking this class for you, the listener, will empower you. But you know what? I realize that a lot of my listeners are professional people who may not want to do this themselves. Well, then have your webmaster take this course, or whoever is doing your web work. They're the ones then who should know. So, pay for them to take it, or, suggest that they take it, because then they could say, well, I know how to keep blogs secure.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that would be a very good thing for a webmaster to be able to say to potential clients who have blogs. So either way, if you'd rather just, in fact, I have some friends I'm going to mention this to, because they're the ones who say, I have a webmaster, I don't want to think about this stuff. Well, fine, you don't have to. Personally, maybe I'm a control freak, but I feel empowered when I know it,
mm-hmm.
not dependent on somebody else who may, for whatever reason, go out of my life, and then I have to learn it, find another person, or learn it myself anyway. But they're two different styles, and there's pluses and minuses for each of them. But again, the link for that is words2profit.com/wpsecurity.html. Well, our time is really up, so we'll just take questions. If they seem pertinent, I can. You can ask Kathy maybe on her next Publishing Coach Weekly teleseminar, or better yet.
Mine is the Wizard Weekly. Yours is the Publishing Coach
yes.
Weekly.
Right. Thank you for that, Kathy.
That's
the Wizard
okay.
Weekly. Oh, gosh. But better yet, save them for when you take her class, because I know you're going to also answer questions.
Yes, I am. And if anyone has questions about the class, go ahead and enter it right there on the screen in the question box. But be sure to put your email address, because
mm-hmm.
we don't get email addresses automatically. If you put in your name and your city, I'm not going to know how to get a hold of you. So if you have a question specific to the class, go ahead and put it into that question box. And Diane, I'm sure you'll be very happy to collect those and send them, and I will answer them personally.
Okay, there you go.
If your email address is there.
Right. If we have a way to contact you. So,
yes, we
yes.
will.
That's great, Kathy. So thank you very much for listening, everyone, and I hope you will join Kathy and me. I'll be there. But Kathy, as she teaches you more on how to protect your blog from hackers so you can enjoy those 9 benefits of blogging that I mentioned at the beginning with perfect peace of mind. So again, simply click on the links on the webcast or the replay page, or go to words2profit.com/WP. security.html to sign up. Kathy, thanks so much for being my guest and for giving us these good tips to help people get started.
Thank you. It's just been wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, to your success as an author, as you learn how to be well-heard and well-paid in this wonderful world of Web 2.0 and the new era of publishing. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
All right.